DHS's Tricia McLaughlin, we have arrested almost 600 known or suspected terrorists. By Hannah Knudsen on July 10, 2025. Officials have arrested almost 600 known or suspected terrorists in the U.S. Interior. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin announced this week. Keep in mind, we have arrested almost 600 known or suspected terrorists within the United States. 2,700 members of Tren de Aragua, a vicious gang that kills, rapes, and maims Americans for sport, she said during an appearance on Fox News. That is who these politicians are protecting. And unfortunately, because they won't let us in these jails to lodge detainers and eventually deport these depraved individuals, we're going to have to go out in the streets and really flood the zone to get these criminals off of our streets. And it makes it a lot less safe for these communities, she added. Watch. This update comes as immigration enforcement officials continue to detain criminal illegal aliens all across the country. DHS has noted time and time again that the vast majority of those they are arresting have prior convictions or pending charges. From the arrests in Miami to Los Angeles, the criminal histories of these illegal immigrants include forcible rape, sexual assault, sexual battery, willful cruelty to a child, domestic violence, second-degree murder, assault with intent to commit rape, distribution of cocaine and heroin, child molestation, homicide, and more. 70% of ICE arrests are of criminal illegal aliens with convictions or pending charges, DHS made clear. Additionally, many illegal aliens categorized as non-criminals are actually terrorists, human rights abusers, gang members, and more. They just don't have a rap sheet in the U.S. This deceptive non-criminal categorization is devoid of reality and misleads the American public, it added. This coincides with the Trump administration using Guantanamo Bay to house migrants with serious crimes, from sexual offenses to child pornography.